From the state capitol in Richmond, I'm Megan Pauley. On their way to morning meetings early Thursday, budget conferees didn't have much to report on reconciliations between the GOP-controlled House budget that includes Medicaid expansion and the GOP-controlled Senate budget that doesn't. But it did sound a bit like a zoo.
The big elephant in the room is to begin to deal with the money issues, and a lot of that is going to center around how we deal with Medicaid expansion.
Well, it's the elephant in the room for sure.
That, of course, is the 800-pound gorilla in the room, if you will.
Senate Majority Leader Tommy Norment has even compared the negotiations to horse trading, and fellow Republican Senator Emmett Hanger's description isn't far from that.
Again, we state our position, they state theirs, and we say, well, we're not going to give, and they say, well, we're not going to give, and then we go away a while, and then we have, well, we've got to do something, you know. Then we come back at it.
Technically, the official deadline for legislators to reach a budget consensus is tomorrow, but they've blown past that deadline in recent years, and they're on track to do that again this year. Thursday morning, budget conferee and Republican Senator Frank Ruff saw the writing on the wall, since lawmakers are supposed to have final budget bills printed and ready for distribution 48 hours before they adjourn.
It takes 24 hours to print the thing.
About an hour later, Republican delegate Chris Jones made an announcement on the House floor that there won't be a budget by Saturday.
So I know that y'all are very anxious to know what we're going to be doing after Saturday.
Jones proposed either extending the session for 30 days or convening a special session to give legislators through June to reach an agreement. Norment then advocated for a special session on the Senate floor.
There is nothing nefarious going on. There is nothing insidious going on.
In an email newsletter to his constituents last Friday, Norment wrote that Medicaid expansion would not be a fiscally sound decision, despite the consensus of his Republican colleagues in the House. Others, like Republican Senator Frank Ruff, echoed that sentiment Thursday, especially with the current tax on health care providers baked into the House's Medicaid expansion plan.
Because that means that next year, the insurance companies will factor in that extra cost and raise your premiums to pay for something else. And so we're trying to avoid getting into that kind of situation.
Virginia's Hospital and Healthcare Association estimates the provider tax will cost about 70 hospitals altogether, a total of $300 million over the biennium. Republican Senator Emmett Hanger doesn't support the provider tax either, but he has spoken out in support of Medicaid expansion. In an email to his constituents last Saturday, he said he feels like it's the right thing to do.
At this point, Senator Hanger holds most of the cards.
That's Democratic Senator Janet Howell, speaking after the initial Senate and House budgets were approved. Meanwhile, other Republican senators remain adamantly against Medicaid expansion, including Senator Stephen Newman.
20 of us in the Senate have been very clear that we are not in favor of expanding Medicaid, so I think that right now we're holding strong.
Republican Delegate Chris Peace says there has been some agreement on other issues.
We're trying to identify our common denominators in all the areas, whether it's transportation or K-12 or higher education or health care.
However, there won't be a specific dollar amount for any of those items until legislators stop monkeying around and finally confront the elephant in the room. Megan Pauley, WCVE News, Capitol Square.